Residents in the Western Panhandle wishing to lend a hand to victims of various traumatic events can sign up for a training program that kicks off Thursday. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody has more.
Trauma Intervention Programs Incorporated, or TIP, is a national nonprofit. Its Northwest Florida chapter is seeking to expand from the current number of 30-plus volunteers in Escambia, Santa Rosa, and Okaloosa counties.
Generally, we're generated shortly after the 911 call comes across, and I would say about 90-95% of our calls involve death.
Chapter President Deanna Smith. TIP helps family members confronted with natural or unexpected deaths, crime victims, disoriented or lonely older people, victims of traffic accidents, and anyone emotionally traumatized by a crisis event.
When we are called on scene, we go to wherever this traumatic event has happened, whether it is the side of the road. More often, it's someone's home, but it can be by the riverside if they're searching for a drowning victim or something. And we are providing support to the family members on scene. We don't provide the first aid support to the victim, but we support those family members that have just gone through this traumatic event.
The upcoming course teaches how to give emotional and practical support to traumatized people immediately after a tragedy strikes. Smith says TIP volunteers provide a type of victim's advocate support, a hand on the shoulder, so to speak.
Very often our victims are in shock, so a lot of what we do is very basic. Depending on where we are, we look out for our victims. If we are on the side of the road or the side of the riverside, we make sure that, you know, we keep them well away from the side of the road because they're just not thinking of their own safety right then.
The classes will be held at Pensacola Police Department headquarters on North Haines Street. Covering 35 hours over 8 days through April 12th, the course features such topics as dealing with death, street smarts, and working with emergency responders.
And that covers helping them to organize, protect themselves. It teaches a volunteer how to reach out to someone that's in shock and signs to look for. It's a pretty grueling course. We are pretty demanding in our training because we need to make sure that the people taking training are committed and are reliable and so forth.
TIP volunteers respond to calls 24/7 from hospital personnel, police officers, firefighters, and paramedics. No past experience is necessary, and there are no age restrictions other than one must be at least 18 years old.
We have everything from students to housewives to realtors to doctors, you name it. We've got a professor of psychology that's one of our volunteers right now. We would love to have a class of 20 or 25. That would be wonderful. We'll train you with everything you need.
Along with first responders, Chapter President Deanna Smith says they also have ties to Pensacola International Airport.
And we are called to assist military service members when they've lost a service member. We meet that family at the airport and help their time through the airport be a little bit easier as they are there for the ramp ceremony for their fallen service member coming home.
Once trained and certified, TIP volunteers are required to serve 3 12-hour shifts per month. The shifts are 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. and vice versa. The shifts are not assigned. Instead, the volunteers have their choice.
They can work it around whatever their schedule is. So a lot of our full-time students either take nighttime shifts or weekend shifts. A lot of our full-time working people do the same thing. And then you have a lot of retired people who are able to take those daytime shifts. It seems to work out beautifully that we fill those shifts well.
More information on the local TIP program and the classes that begin Thursday can be found at tip-ser.org. Or by calling 850-612-1068. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.